Thank you, and good morning. Welcome once again to the radio program from the Independence Baptist Church of Forestell, Missouri. We're glad you're listening this morning, and it is our prayer that you receive a blessing from hearing another portion of the precious Word of God. We would like to take this opportunity to invite you to our church services today. Our Sunday school begins this morning at 10 o'clock with regular classes for all ages, and we know that you can feel free to bring your families, bring your Bibles, and study the Word of God in our Sunday school classes this morning. At 11 o'clock this morning, we have our morning worship services, and you're invited to come to this service. At 4 o'clock this afternoon, we meet again for our afternoon prayer service, and then at 4:30 for our evening worship. Our midweek Bible study is at 7 o'clock each Wednesday evening, so you're invited to come to these services, and we know that you'll receive a blessing from being in the house of God. This morning, we'd like to speak on the subject of the immutability of God. Immutability. Now, there's a $10 word. Actually, the word means unchangeable. And so we'd like to speak on the subject of the unchangeableness of God. And let's think about it like this. The book of Psalms 102 and verse 27, the Bible says, concerning the age of God, that thou art the same, and thy years shall have no end. You know, God doesn't get old. In the book of Daniel, God is spoken of as the Ancient of Days. He is not called the Ancient in Days. Rather, he is called the Ancient of Days. And so, there is never any change in God's age. God doesn't get any younger. God doesn't get any older. God doesn't have anything to do with age. I know that we do. I know that we get older. I know that we get slower. Our minds don't work quite as quick as they used to, and our bodies run out of strength, and they used not to do that. But you know, God never does. And we must understand why this is. God only created time for man's benefit, not for his. God lives in eternity. Man lives in time. Man measures his life with time. But God measures his life not with time, but with eternity. And with eternity, there is no beginning. There is no end. It is the ever-present now. Number two. Another fact of God's immutability, one fact we already discussed, was that there is no change in God's age. And then, number two, there is no change in God's strength. Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 28. The Bible said, "Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary?" And so we get weary, we get tired, and sometimes, you know, when you get a little bit older, it takes longer to rest than it did to get tired. But God is not that way. God is ever strong and very able to do. Point number three, there is no change in God's power. Romans chapter 1 and verse 20 says, even His eternal power and Godhead. Even His eternal power and Godhead. Number four, there is no change in God's knowledge. Acts chapter 15, verse 18, the Bible said, known unto God are all His works from the beginning of the world. Now, a lot of people would say, well, now, wait a minute. God surely learns something as He goes along. You know, God doesn't learn anything. You know why God doesn't learn anything? It's because God already knows everything. He doesn't have anything to learn. I have a lot of things that I have to learn. And you have a lot of things that you have to learn. But God is not like man. He doesn't think like man. He doesn't act like man. His ways are not like our ways, you see. He's just different. Point number five. There is no change in God's love. The book of Jeremiah chapter 31 verse 3 says, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. And as a conclusion to the fact that God doesn't change at all. In James chapter 1 and verse 17, the Bible said, "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning." You see, God doesn't change at all because He is God. You and I change, but God doesn't. He is the same as He's always been. There has never been any improvement in God because He was perfect to begin with. There hasn't been any diminishing in God's in any way, for He is perfect. He will never be any less or any more than He is right now, for any change at all would indicate that He was not exactly perfect to begin with. You know, there's no such thing as being more perfect or most perfect. Perfect is perfect. God is perfect. He cannot be more perfect. Now, there's a lot of people that have some objections to God's immutability. And we would like this morning, if we have time, to mention four objections that people have to the immutability of God. Number one, some people believe that God changed at the creation of the world. Now, a lot of people believe that God changed at the creation of the world. Now, we know that God did not change when He created the world. He only changed the way He reveals Himself. For example, the sun shines just as bright on a cloudy day as it does on a sunny day. The sun doesn't change its brightness just because we can't see it. And that's the way God is. God didn't change when He created the world. He just removed the clouds so we could see Him. Another thing to think about. Compare the day of salvation and the day of judgment. We know that there comes a day when God reaches down and saves sinners, and yet there's also a day when God will reveal Himself in judgment. At this time, God is revealing Himself as a God of love who has died for the sins of the lost. But there is coming a day when He will be revealed as the righteous judge of all the world. This is really one view of the same God. Point number two, and this is a real stickler. Point number two about those objections to God who never changes. Some people believe that God changed when Jesus was born at Bethlehem. A lot of people really believe that Jesus Christ had His beginning when He was conceived in the womb of Mary. But this is not so. Micah chapter 5 and verse 2 declares that the ruler of Israel was to be born in Bethlehem, was from old, from everlasting. In other words, that Jesus came from everlasting. Hebrews chapter 13 verse 8 declares that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. John chapter 8, verse 58 says that Jesus was God before Abraham was alive. John chapter 17, verse 24 states that God the Father loved Jesus before the foundation of the world. And Revelation 22, verse 13 says that Christ is the Alpha and the beginning. He's the beginning and the end, the first and the last. The incarnation of Jesus Christ, when He was born in Bethlehem, did not begin the Trinity in the Godhead. The Trinity was already there. All that happened was that God changed the way we could see Jesus Christ. That's all that happened. Point number three concerning the objections of God. The Bible says that God repents. And surely when God repents, that changes the way God is. It does change the way that we are whenever we repent, but not with God. It is true that God repents. But God's repenting does not change him. It changes the way he reveals himself to us. There are some examples in the Bible concerning the repenting of God. Genesis chapter 6 and verse 6, God repented in the days of Noah. But God didn't change. God simply changed from blessing men to judging men. 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 11 and verse 35, God repented that he had made Saul. That didn't change God. It only changed the way that God revealed himself to Saul. You see, God repents according to the multitude of his mercies. And so when God changes, he never is sorry for his actions. He simply changes the way that he reveals himself to men. The Bible says in the book of Numbers 23, verse 19, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. And so God does repent, but not like a man repents. 1 Samuel 15, verse 29, the Bible said, and also the strength of Israel will not lie nor repent, for he is not a man that he should repent. God does repent, but a man changes himself by the grace of God whenever he repents. But God doesn't need to change because he's altogether perfect. Point number four concerning the objections to the immutability of God. That is, some people believe that prayer changes God. Isn't that a sight? Some people believe that prayer changes God. But this is not so. Prayer changes us. The Holy Spirit will never take a prayer to God unless that prayer is in the will of God. Romans chapter 8 and verse 26. The Bible said there that the Holy Spirit censors our prayers. With this thought in mind, consider Exodus 32 verse 7 through 14. There where Moses prayed to God that God would not destroy Israel. Moses reminds God of his promises to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The Bible said there that God repents of the evil that he had thought to do to Israel. Now, did Moses really change God's mind? Why, no. It was God's directive. It was not God's directive will to destroy Israel ever. It was God's will that Moses pray for them. This scene in the book of Exodus chapter 32, verse 7 through 14, takes place in language borrowed from our human understanding and passion, so we can more fully understand how we ought to pray. It was not God's plan to destroy the elect in hell, but it is God's plan for us to pray for them and to witness to them that they might be saved. We don't change God. God changes us. Well, we see that our time has slipped away from us again this morning. We do appreciate you listening to this radio program. If you're lost today, we urge you to trust the unchangeable God. The God that will save you, the God that has saved you if you're saved, is the same God that walked in the Garden of Eden and talked to Adam. And the same way Adam was saved is the same way you can be saved. So trust him and let the Lord save you. And if you're saved, be faithful to God and serve him because he is the unchangeable God. If you would like a written transcript of this message, then you'd send us a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Independence Baptist Church, Post Office Box 70 in Forestdale, Missouri, and ask for the message concerning the immutability or the unchangeableness of God. We do invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church and listen again next Sunday morning for another radio broadcast. Thank you now for listening.